All right, time now to talk with September's Moynihan Student Athlete of the Month, Ariana Bezanson of Danvers High School. She is a senior soccer captain, but so much more. Ariana, thank you for joining us here. And by the way, congratulations on being named the Student Athlete of the Month.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, you've got so many honors. This is just another one. And I'm just wondering, how does it feel here in your senior year with all the ups and downs emotionally that you've been through? You go in as a freshman a few years ago. It looked like your senior year was so far down the road. You guys went through so many ups and downs with COVID and so on. What's it feel like right now for you? What are your feelings as you guys are, as the captain, have been through so much and accomplished so much at this point? How do you feel?
I just feel so grateful that, like, we're finally able to have a completely normal season and that me and my team are just able to play a normal season. And it's just been such a long few years, and I'm finally happy that I get to finally play my senior year in a normal year.
What's it feel like, first of all, to be captain of the team? Danvers has such a tremendous legacy in sports at Danvers High School. And, you know, as a senior, again, going back to your freshman year, looking ahead, what does it feel like now to be at the top, to be at the top of the game and have to deal with some of the kids? How do you deal with that as captain?
It's honestly such an honor to be captain. Ever since my freshman year, I've looked forward to hopefully being a captain of the team. And I love helping out my teammates and help leading them along with my other captains and helping them out throughout the season.
Do you have any teammates or classmates that you've worked your way up with through the years who are now seniors on the team as well?
Yeah, I worked with Reese since my freshman year, Reese Pizzeni, and Gabby Chisholm and Emma Dunn since my sophomore year.
You have so many awards and so on, I don't even know where to start. So let me ask you, what's your favorite part about playing soccer at Danvers High?
It's honestly such a fun environment. Everyone's always so positive, and no matter whether it's a game or practice, everyone's always just having the best time. We're always having fun, spending time with each other, bonding together.
You're very competitive, however, and give me a highlight, if you would, please, Ariana, about a game or either an individual highlight or a team highlight over the years, because you know, there's some games that certainly stand out where you made a special play or someone else did that pulled you guys out of the brink or something special. Can you come up with one or two of those ideas or one of those two incidents that you've had over the years that sort of stand out?
I feel like one game that particularly comes to mind was, I think it was my sophomore year. Either my sophomore year or my freshman year, we had played Masco in the tournament, and we were either down 1-0 or tied 0-0, but we ended up, in the second half, I think, we ended up coming back 2-0, and we started out from the back, and we just worked our way up on a quick transition, and then we ended up scoring 2 goals.
Cool. And what team? Who's your arch rival? What team gives you the toughest game?
Masco has been.
Masco, okay, all right. So you know you're gonna. I assume that where you're going to Colgate next year, you've been down there to see the campus, and what's that experience like?
It's very nice. I went there a couple weeks ago, on an official visit. And it's just so beautiful up there. It's very scenic, and I love the campus. I love how small it is. And I got to meet my classmates for next year as well as my teammates, and I got to see my former teammate, Olivia Anderson, as well.
Oh, that's cool. What year is she in?
She is a grade above me. She will be 2025.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you know, soccer is something, and it's great to be able to do that. However, as a student athlete, it's also your your academic record that stands out. And I want to ask you about your courses this year. You're taking 5 AP courses as a senior?
I'm taking 4 AP classes. I'm taking AP Chemistry, AP Economics, AP calculus, and then AP arts.
Okay. Well, I am a math teacher, and the AP calculus, of course, stands out. What would you like to major in school?
I would like to major in biology and then eventually go pre-medicine.
Ooh, fantastic. Okay. And again, you know, looking across at everything you've accomplished, if you could talk, well, you do talk to your younger kids. What do you tell the younger kids about competing and going to class at Danvers High School and you know, some of the things that you've learned? Because with all the courses you take and the AP courses and stuff like that, you really have to balance your schedule. And I'm not guessing. I know you have great self-discipline, and that's hard to get across to kids.
Yeah, it really is. Honestly, during practices and stuff, we usually just try and push each other. I know it's not completely academics as well. I mean, I do have classes with a bunch of my teammates, and we usually help each other out a lot there. But we also, during practices, I try and help everyone make it very competitive during practices to help discipline them as well.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do after soccer season now with the coming year, your senior year, where you're back in class and things are almost, not quite normal yet, but they're almost normal. What's the rest of your senior year look like?
I'll have the rest of my school year, and then I also have club soccer mm-hmm. with Stars. And then that'll start as soon as my high school season ends.
Oh, my goodness. Ariana, anything else you'd like to mention? Because, first of all, I want to congratulate you on such an amazing high school career. We're going to list all your accomplishments on our post here. You know, I'm just so happy that you guys were able to do this now and able to have some kind of a normal thing. And that said, you know, what are you looking forward to for the rest? Well, never mind that. You got the rest of the season coming up. Who's next for you guys?
Our next game is Beverly on Thursday.
Beverly on Thursday. Okay. And you're ranked very high in the states, and you got the state tournament will be coming up and so on.
Yes.
Anything else you want to mention? Maybe one or two of your teammates that you're pretty friendly with or familiar with you're proud of.
I would just say my other three captains, honestly. I'm proud of them for the season we've had and helping me and the team and how far we've come so far.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me their names?
Risa Zenny, Emma Dunn, and Gabrielle Chisholm.
Thank you. All right, Ariana, thank you so much. Congratulations. Best of luck at Colgate. I have one former student who set the field goal records for the football team down there, and he's now a dentist in Gloucester, and I know you're going to do great things as well.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thank you, Ariana. Good luck. Talk to you later.
Okay.